From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. America's number two diplomat was in Pakistan today, urging President Pervez Musharraf to lift emergency rule as soon as possible. Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte also pressed the Pakistani leader to hold free and fair elections. But Musharraf told the BBC that if the elections he has promised for January take place in a disturbed environment, the country's nuclear arms could fall into the wrong hands. Prospects for a credible vote are cloudy, given Musharraf's crackdown on independent media. Today, Musharraf took one more step to silence the media. He persuaded Dubai to block broadcasts by two Pakistani television channels, which transmit by satellite from the United Arab Emirates. One of those stations is ARY One World Television. Its deputy director, Mazhar Abbas, joins me now from New York. Welcome.
You're welcome.
Let me start by asking you what Pakistanis can see and read now since emergency rule was passed. What information are they getting and how?
I mean, they are, again, depending on the Urdu service of the BBC or maybe through satellite channels. Some of the channels are on air, some of the private TV channels who had signed the code of conduct prepared by the government. So they are on air, but they are missing the two most popular TV channels, Jio and ARY.
Sir, I think you just said that these stations that are on the air signed the code of conduct. What is the code of conduct?
It's basically the code of conduct initially prepared by the broadcasters themselves on the advice of the government. But then the government made some of the amendments in the code, which imposed certain restrictions on the news anchors and some serious things like a person can be a broadcaster or a moderator or an anchor person can be guilty unless he proved his innocence.
Guilty of what, sir? What are they not allowed to do?
They have been told that they have to be very careful about criticizing certain things on the defense, on the security of Pakistan, on the national interest, which even otherwise they were doing. I mean, but the government had their own perception. Government was not satisfied with the kind of programs coming on TV and the kind of photographs, particularly of the bomb blast, of the suicide bombers. So the government had asked them to keep these photographs out. So these kind of restrictions. But the mainstream news channels, you know, refused to sign the code.
Are the channels allowed to criticize President Musharraf?
They were, but again, a new clause was introduced in which, on defense and security, they were also asked to keep careful about the aspersions passed on the president as well.
Did your channel, ARY One World Television, did it sign the pledge?
No. Neither ARY nor Jio had signed it.
So is that why your channel and Jio TV, the biggest Urdu television service, is that why they were forced to broadcast from outside of Pakistan?
Yeah.
Mr. Abbas, you are also the head of the Pakistan Federal Union of Journalists. And I'd like to ask you for a little bit of historical perspective. How much freedom did the press have under Prime Ministers Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif? Those two are trying to make a comeback now. Any reason to believe it would be more free under them?
Yeah, I mean, the press was critical of both these governments during their own tenure. I mean, the main restrictions on the print media was lifted in 1986. And in 1988, when Benazir Bhutto came to power, and after that, the print media were very critical of the successive governments. They do face some problems during Nawaz Sharif's and Benazir Bhutto's government, but because of the struggle, the ban on certain newspapers which were imposed during Benazir Bhutto's government were lifted. But for the first time in the coming elections, people were expecting a very vibrant kind of a private TV channels, which were given licenses under President Musharraf. But now they are not very hopeful that these TV channels would be allowed to cover these elections as freely as they covered some of the local bodies' election last year.
I understand, sir, you're receiving an award for press freedom from the Committee to Protect Journalists. For what exactly are you receiving that award?
Perhaps they thought that I was the one who in the last few years have struggled, has led the union from the front and received certain threats also, and from certain pressure groups. Because in the last few years, there have been a lot of things were happening in Pakistan. I mean, new trends of violence were introduced. Some 24 journalists in the last 7 years were killed. So it was a difficult period for Pakistan, particularly Pakistani journalists reporting in the tribal areas.
Mazhar Abbas is deputy director of ARY One World TV, a Pakistani channel taken off the air. He joined me from New York, where he will be receiving a Press Freedom Award. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.